Hi, I'm Natalie.
Hi, I'm Naomi.
Hi, I'm Tim.
And I'm Charlie. And welcome to the 4 Years of Bioengineering podcast.
What was the hardest aspect of core that you had to overcome?
I think we already talked about this a little earlier, but like definitely the imposter syndrome. I just felt like when you're in class and you're just sitting there, like you'll feel like you're the only one struggling, because of course you can only know that you're confused when like you're watching the lecture. But it was really hard to just like feel like you're so behind from everyone else. But like how I overcame that was I just talked to a lot of like my friends, and we ended up like sharing our struggles, and it was like, oh, you felt that way too, like throughout like all our classes. So like I think doing that really helped me, like, oh, like I feel like I'm not the only one struggling. So like it's just normal to feel this way, because like the content is so hard. But yeah,
like definitely I kind of had that feeling that I was the only one that was really struggling as much with the like material and everything. So that imposter syndrome really hit hard during like the first quarter of our core classes, and like definitely just try to talk to people. I feel like that's part of the reason why we felt that this podcast would really help, but like just listening from people who are going through the same things as you, and like hearing them say that like we like struggled, you know, through this time period to, and like you're not the only one that's going through it, like going through this. So yeah,
I think the biggest thing I had to overcome is I have always loved working by myself. Like I'm very much an introvert, and for me, like an important part of doing homework was always doing it alone. And that's still an important part of my work style. But what you kind of have to overcome is if you're going to work alone all of the time, you're just not going to be able to figure everything out. So it like something I had to overcome was talking to people about homework and working with other people is really, really helpful. And I think for me, it, as much as I want to say that like I figured that out my first quarter in bioengineering, I feel like it's taken me a while to really figure it out. And I started getting better at it when I started bioengineering core sophomore spring. But, you know, every quarter I get a little bit better at it, of actually learning how to work with people. And it's really, really helpful. And I think it will help you overcome those challenges that you have.
One thing you're going to have to get used to is being uncomfortable all the time of not knowing a lot of things. And also you're going to find that you're going to have to change a lot of your like previous habits, sort of, it was like that for me. And it still is, because like you're going to have to change your studying habits. You're going to change how you approach like projects and assignments. And a lot of it is really the way you think, which is very, very challenging for me. And yeah, I think I said in like a previous question, it was like the mental challenge that I had to like overcome for me to be able to do well in the core classes. Yeah. And even if I didn't, I still realize that other people are also struggling as hard as I am. And I learned like a lot of other things, even though I didn't like, you know, achieve my goal of getting a certain grade in the class. But yeah, like Tin said, if you start talking to people, they're going to tell you that they are also having a hard time. So hope. It's gonna make you feel better, definitely. So how did your habits change after entering core?
I started being more active, like going to talk to professors and stuff, because like I said before, like we're only like each class is only like 70 students, and lab classes are even smaller. So you really have a lot of access to your professors and TAs, unlike in like your favorite classes where it could be like 100 to 600 students. So yeah, I just started going to office hours more, mainly.
Or something that I learned, I guess, through going through core is like learning to ask for help and like telling yourself that like asking from help doesn't mean that like you're just, you don't, I don't know. It's okay to like get help and learn from others, and it doesn't make you any less than, I guess, or whatever. But and then another thing is like really like telling myself that like grades don't really matter. It's about like what you're learning from the class and what you're taking from it. So as long as like I try my best, I shouldn't be like going crazy over a number, you know what I mean? It's just the point of like taking these classes is to learn as much as I can and take as much as I can from it. So the grades is just like another thing, I guess. So that's like two things that like really stuck with me, I guess.
I feel like one habit I had to change a little bit is like, I am probably a bit of a perfectionist, and with homework in BioE, what you need to understand is there's like a certain amount of work where you've worked really hard on the assignment. Some things might still be a little bit wrong, but you've worked really hard. You've gotten most of it done. You've learned a lot. And that is time to just turn it in. You know, you could spend another 8 hours trying to like get those extra like half points on something, but it is not worth your time. And it's okay to just say, you know what, I'm going to turn this in. It's good enough. And I learned what I needed to learn. And if I get some things wrong, I'll check that when it comes back to me, and I'll study that for the exam. So learning how to turn in something when you have worked really hard on it and not when it is absolutely perfect.
Oh my God, I have the same problem. I'm definitely a perfectionist. And so BioE is not a major where your perfectionist like tingles will help you.
It'll kill
going
you.
To actually bring you down. But I think one way of thinking about it is that you're only given a very short amount of time to finish all your assignments. And your assignments are really hard to even like complete, like not even to get to like the perfectionist level, but just to complete it is going to take a lot of time. And so it's okay if you don't do well on the assignment, as long as like you try and solve each question. And it's always a growing process, you know. Depending on what field you are in, you're going to constantly improve on the things that you learn. And so this is not the last time you're gonna, maybe it is, but like in the industry that you're going into, this is not the last time you're gonna be to get familiar with the information that you're given. So hopefully that helps you change your mindset on how you learn and how you approach assignments and projects. Did going through core affect your mental health, and how did you cope with it? Anybody?
I'm like drawing a blank.
I guess maybe one thing I'll throw out there, this is, we could probably say, you know, how, when you ask how did core and how did BioE affect your mental health, you could, like, you might expect to have answers of just like, it really hurt my mental health. One thing I would like to say that made it kind of improve my mental health is I felt like my first 2 years of college, I felt like I was doing like well in school. I was enjoying being in college, but I didn't feel like I made any like college friends, or I didn't really feel like I was getting to know people other than kind of the people I already knew from other things. Getting into core, I feel like then I actually started to meet other people and like make friends. So I think one of the ways it can actually help your mental health is now you've got a group of 70 really cool people to meet instead of, you know, thousands who are at the UW.
Mm-hmm. I agree. how did it affect my mental health? I think for me, for the first 2 years, it was on the breezier side. Like, it wasn't, the classes weren't too hard. I was challenged a bit here and there, but not really, not feeling really challenged with the material that I was given with to understand and use. But after going to core, I felt like I was challenged on, like, all the different aspects, like my mental health, my time management skills, like my critical thinking skills, and, you know, all these things. Like, even though I was looking for a challenge, this was like almost like a bombardment of challenges. And I think that it has helped me to grow. It has helped me to mature. Even though, for example, like, I don't really, like, for some classes, I don't really think that it would help me in the future. But in terms of knowing that I can overcome, like, harder challenges in the future, it's like something that you can think back on and feel motivated on, because you know that you've gone through core classes, and you know that you've gone through basically your college life, and so you know that you're gonna get through future, like, struggles, and harder struggles actually. And so, yeah, I think it was a good, overall a good impact on my mental health, even though at the moment it doesn't feel like it.
I had like a, it was really hard mentally because it was just a very rough time. Like, there's a lot of content you needed to learn, and like just stepping back, like just falling behind a little bit could end up like making you fall behind a lot more. But it definitely helped me like learn how to take breaks and like find time to just do things that aren't school related, because like before core, I kind of just like did all my schoolwork, and then like when it was done, that's when I took a break. But now it's like, oh, if like it gets to a certain point, even if I'm not done, I should still take a break, because I can't just keep working, because at some point like your productivity just drops. And also like you really need the break, just like get your mental like energy like back together. So yeah, it like overall it ended up helping me like for now, like when I'm in like senior electives, and like even when school's getting hard, like I just take a break to like recoup and everything.
I guess like I was just gonna say like I feel like this is like a difficult time for like everyone, I guess, or like it's just like a challenging time. I feel like a lot of people can agree to that, and like obviously it's gonna affect everyone pretty differently. I think I'm gonna talk a little bit more on like how to cope with it, because I feel like we can all agree that like, I feel like we've all kind of agreed that like, yeah, like this time period kind of takes a toll on like everyone in different ways. And so I think some things that like, I feel like kind of helped me to think about was like, I'm agree with like you guys. And like, I feel like a lot of the things are things that you guys have already said, but like not comparing myself to like others. I feel like that's so like, that's so toxic. And it's something that like we do like subconsciously. I don't know if you guys have ever had the like, you guys mentioned like sleep, but like that conversation where it's like, oh, I like stayed up till blank, and then like, oh, what? Like, you actually got sleep? Oh, I didn't sleep at all last night. And I'm just sitting there like, why? Like, why is that? Like, why are we bragging how like sleep deprived? And like, that's so like, that's, I hate that. Like, that's, and like, I've like realized like how like horrible that is now looking back at it. But it's like, yeah, like I remember like sitting there like talking to people and like being like, dang, am I not working as hard as everyone else? Should I just not sleep at all? Should I like sleep less? And it's like, why are we doing this? It's like, we just shouldn't compare ourselves to one another. If that person gets by on like 5 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep a night, that's like them, you know what I mean? They'll figure their stuff out, like, you know what I mean? But you don't feel like I need to do or like hurt myself more to feel like I'm doing I'm working hard, you know what I mean? So I think that's like one thing I had to like learn through time, I guess. And then I think Tin also mentioned this one too, but learning to know when to take a break. That is so true. I think that like, man, like, I just feel like, I feel like at the time maybe, or I feel like when I took breaks, I felt guilty. It was like, oh, that's time I could have spent like studying. That's time I could have spent like reading this, studying this. That's an exam I could have done or practiced. You know what I mean? And it's like, wow, how horrible to like think of everything in the context of like school. You know what I mean? Like, so what? You missed a point on a test. You got to hang out with your friends. Like, you got to see people, got to see your family. Like, it's just, yeah, that's like another like negative, like horrible thing. But like looking back, I'm just like, who, that's no, you know? And like knowing when enough is enough, learning when to stop, when to like put time aside for things other than school. So like, you know, extracurriculars, hanging out with friends, hanging out with family, going out and doing things. And yeah. And then like, just there's different ways, like everyone's different, like just do our own thing. Everyone just kind of like do their own thing in their own lane. And like, yeah, but like, those are just kind of things I kind of thought about. And I was like, ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, one thing I realized that kind of affected my mental health is working with people who would sometimes, you know, like work until 2 a.m. or 4 a.m. If they do their best work, then that's great. But I know that for me, I need to go to sleep like 10 o'clock, maybe 11. And for a college student, I know that might sound just so early, but I know for me personally, I like to go to sleep 10 to 11. And the thing is, like, for a college student, that sounds early, but if that's you, that's okay. Or, I mean, at the same time, if you know you, like, you don't like to get up early, you can't get up early, you need to work late, that's okay. Like, learn how to be you and don't let other people tell you what that needs to be.
We have to, like, take care of ourselves. Like, I just feel like that's just as important as, like, a grade or whatever, you know what I mean? You should be healthy and, like, mentally, physically, like, we have to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, definitely learning how to work on your own terms. And I think for me, when you're comparing yourself to all these other people in your cohort, you begin to realize that the way they work, because normally, for me at least, if I want to become like better, I tell myself, oh, I have to like, you know, work as hard as this person. But if you, like me, try to do what other people are doing, it's not going to be good, because your work ethic and the other person's work ethic might be different. But that doesn't mean that you're going to have like a worse outcome. And also, like, your habits, your work habits are completely different from other people. And so it teaches you not to compare yourself to, in a way, not compare yourself to other people and the way they work. Because you're just physically and mentally not cut out to, you know, copy other people. Because, you know, you're your own person and you gotta learn how to work efficiently in your own terms.
So funny, because I realize what we just said is we want you to work with people, but we don't want you to work like other people. Work your own way, but do work with people, but you don't need to be exactly like them, and you don't need to work with them all the time. You need time for you, and you need time to work as a group.
Like, you definitely need to believe and trust in yourself that you can also give out the same kind of work quality in order for you to work with people, but not like other people. You have to have that confidence in your own abilities.
That's so true. Like, I feel like you'll reach like some breaking, or like not breaking point, but like you'll reach like a limit to how long you can like just kind of like put your body through that, yeah, like, it's just, why go through that? You know what I mean? Just, like, take things easy and just, like, yeah, I think that's, makes sense. Like, we have to know, like, what made us interested in this and, like, what we're passionate about. Like, what are the things, I don't know. We don't want to just, like, ruin it for ourselves, you know, take away from what we wanted to do to begin with, I guess. And then also, like, I feel like this isn't, like, just, like, a bio-y thing. Like, I feel like this is, like, a mindset that we probably came in with from, like, the prereqs and stuff, you know, that competitive, like, nature, all of the classes that we were taking. I feel like these are conversations that I've had with, like, people, like, outside of our major, or even, like, you know, so, yeah, this is, I think a lot of people can relate to this, but definitely core, really, like,
yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it is, like, it's ingrained in our culture to, you know, work harder to get better results. But actually, it's more of trying to find that, like, this is going to sound cliche, but work-life balance, where you're able to get your best work out by having good rest instead of burning out. yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it may work for, like, the short term, but long term is definitely not going to work, because I think I experienced burnout last fall and it was bad, you know, and I'm still recovering from it. So I do not recommend that. Yeah. Keep working without any rest. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. I agree. Like, you kind of lose almost all interest in what made you interested in BioE in the first place, at least that's for me. And so right now I'm trying to, you know, trying to ease back into it while preventing myself from overworking. Yeah. Did the department's efforts in helping students deal with stress help? For example, mental health presentation in BioE 325 or Chinook or other social media posts that BioE does and stuff like that.
I feel like I can't really speak to a lot of those, a lot of the things. Like, I don't think I've ever, like, went, I mean, I wish I did. I feel like that'd be really cute. But Chinook, I never really went to that and stuff. But I do remember the presentation, the mental health presentation in 316, yeah. Weirdly enough. You guys remember that one? I remember we had one. And, like, I had never put a word to, like, what I was feeling. And I just remember that presentation sitting there, like, oh, so it's imposter syndrome. That's what this is called. Cause I was feeling so shitty and, like, I just never knew, like, why I felt that way. And, like, when they were, like, talking, I really just sat there and I was like, damn, that's me. And so, yeah, I guess in that way, yeah, like talking about it really does like help, you know what I mean? Or like being aware of like how you're feeling and like, yeah, that's like definitely like a first step. And so like, I thought that was like pretty cool. I thought that was really helpful actually, so.
Mm-hmm. Another like sort of secret mental health resource, I don't know if it's secret or not, but like it's not as much advertised. There's a couple of professors who I think care a lot about mental health. Like I think Dr. Ratner is one. I think Dr. Niels is actually one. Like I think that's why he prioritized doing that in 316. I know people might not know it, but I think Dr. Niels is honestly like really kind and really caring. And as much as that sounds strange from the guy who did like a whole skit in the middle of our class about the comparator and everything, like I think he really cares about mental health. And I think Dr. Wendy Thomas is another person. I think probably Dr. Alyssa Taylor as well. Like I think all of these people, I think there's people in the department who are like sort of like secret or not secret like mental health advocates. So like if you feel like there's a teacher that you feel comfortable reaching out to, I think you should, especially like if you're in their class at that moment and you're really stressing about something related to their class, they'll probably be really excited to help you.
Yeah. I never like personally seeked out like, you know, the events that the departments host, but because like, you know, I'm friends with other people in the department and they asked me to come, so I would go. And yeah, it definitely helped. Like, you know, you meet during those events, you meet like your seniors, you meet a lot of teachers or professors, and you meet Chinook, he's so cute. And all of them, even though they're really small events, you don't feel it then, it does actually help you, you know, relax a bit before diving back into your work. And I think one thing that you shouldn't be afraid to talk about or receive help from is the university's like therapy, what's it called? Yeah, I think the university.
Like Schmitz Hall has counseling, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You definitely shouldn't be afraid to receive help from them or ask help from them. And it's as simple as like going onto their website and then like scheduling an appointment with them to just talk about random things that you're worried about. And yeah. A lot of resources are there. You just gotta look for them. And even your friends. Your friends are a great help too. Yeah.
I mean, Natalie, that point you made is really important of like the resources actually are there. It just sometimes doesn't feel like it because the resources won't come find you. Mm-hmm. You need to take like that first step. And then once you do, if you're like brave and you take that first step and you ask for help, the people who are at those resources can put you in contact with so many other resources, but you need to take that first step kind of on your own. And that's, I think that's the like hard and scary part is to ask for help.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely have to be brave and courageous to basically open up yourself to, you know, strangers who are experts in their field, like for example, therapy. And so once you overcome that kind of like unsure, yeah, you're feeling vulnerable and also being uncertain about things, I think you'll be fine afterwards. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It always feels good to like kind of let things go and like put things out there, I guess, or like hold it in, I guess. And then also like, I mean, a big part of why we wanted to make this podcast, I feel like we want this to be kind of like a mental health resource as well. Like that was a big part of like why we wanted to make these podcasts. We feel like talking to one another is another good way to kind of like feel less alone. We hope that like listening to us and like hearing about how we felt when going through core and like bi-week classes, that I don't know, that you're kind of like not alone. Mm-hmm. So we hope that this will be kind of helpful.
Like, well, even now I'm talking about it and I'm realizing certain things that I haven't realized then, you know. So it's kind of like a therapy session for me too.
It really is. It's like helpful for us. And then for you, listener, you're now part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. So
I think
I guess it's like awkward to bring up. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry. Right? Oh, no. I mean, I just felt like, I feel like it's kind of like weird to maybe talk about, you know what I mean? These are like your classmates, your, you know what I mean? It's like the relationship maybe not, is not like, I don't know. I guess this is kind of more personal, but like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's always nice to like talk, because really a lot of the people around you are also kind of going through similar things, and you just would never know unless you like kind of put yourself out there and just kind of talk to others and
see.
Like, I didn't know a lot of these things about you guys, and so like talking to you guys, and like, I mean, even now I feel like, wow, like I guess I wasn't
the only one, you know,
wasn't just me. Yeah,
you knew you weren't alone, but now you really know that you were even less alone than you thought you were.
Yeah,
for sure.
We just need to like, we need like a confession thing in core classes where everyone can just talk about themselves to everybody.
Yeah, that would be,
you know, we would all know each other better.
Yeah,
it's not something you really bring up during office hours, but I mean, if we had like a, I don't know. I think that would be pretty cool. It's like, just kind of talk to one another, like in a not cool.
I think it's because it's hard to raise these kind of questions with like people you just met, or people you feel like less familiar with. And so by creating this podcast, we are raising the questions. And so it would be easier for like, you know, the listener to relate to the answers that we give, and so then they would feel more comfortable listening to us speak, and then also giving their own input, like, you know, internally in their mind or something. And yeah, so it's like more comfortable for them, for you, listener. But I was gonna say something though.
Go ahead.
Like, for CSE, there is actually, the way coders work is that they have this duck. I don't know if you guys...
I've heard of this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a duck that they put on their monitor, and then they talk to the duck. And you basically solve... They basically solve their problems by talking to it. And then... I actually love the idea, and I would actually love to own a duck. And
a mental health duck.
Yeah, a mental health duck. Yeah, that would be... That would be so helpful, I think, for people who find that talking to themselves is the most like the most effective form of like therapy, you know, if you can't afford to go to therapy, for example.
I need to look into getting my like a duck of my own, I guess. Or maybe we can have like a different,
we need
animal,
like a bio-y, I guess. Chinook.
But
and maybe that's something like you guys can pitch in the future. Maybe there can be like little like talking sessions, I guess, or like where like they have like prompts and like everyone could just like talk in person. So podcast was like our way of like kind of coming up with like a solution to this like kind of widespread problem, I guess, or like thing. But maybe that's something one of you guys can pitch, little talking sessions, I guess, or maybe like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what surprised you the most about core?
I feel like we said this so many times, or like if someone has mentioned this already, but like, man, I did not know like all of these different applications. I mean, each quarter of core, or each class in core, just kind of showed me like a different like aspect of like bio-e. Like, I feel like I was really surprised like every quarter, and like I really was learning something new. It really is broad, and like you'll really see that when you get through like all those core classes. But I think that was probably the most surprising thing. And I mean, I also think we've mentioned this before, but like the amount of like math, when I like before starting core, I thought that the contents of like 345 was what bio E was. And so I was like really surprised, I feel like, with like 316 and like 326. Yeah. So
I was also very surprised by Augie, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be fun. And then as the quarter progressed, I was like, I don't understand anything. You know, in the end, you're gonna get through it, because I mean, I got through it, and I literally struggling with the content, but don't worry.
It is doable. It is doable.
Yeah. You don't know everything, but you know something. Mm-hmm. And that something is going to help you get through core.
Point is like to learn. Like, we're not supposed to, if we all like came in like knowing all this stuff, then like what's the point, right? Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I have anything to add to that.
Okay. Me too. What resources do you wish were available to you prior to starting core to help make the transition go more smoothly?
I wish there was a really cool podcast where I could listen to some cool people talk about core.
Honestly, same. Yeah.
But actually what I wish is like I enjoyed the sophomore kickoff thing where we got to talk to students. I wish there was more of that.
Mm.
Like just more opportunities to meet upperclassmen in sort of a structured way so that I could just, you know, hear more stories of what it's like.
Yeah. Or even more I agree.
I wish that there's like a set list of questions that would be very helpful to students going into core, and then, you know, and then we'll have like all these type of seniors coming in to answer all these specific questions that we wouldn't expect to know how to ask or like what to ask. And so if they were the ones posing the questions, then students going into core would like be like, oh, this is something that I have to pay attention to. And yeah, we would, not we, but you guys would get like a fuller picture of what core would be about, because as seniors or like juniors, we're more well versed in the system than, you know, pre-core students. So yeah.
This was something that we could have done, but like putting like a department-wide, like, I don't know, like having like a folder and like just putting in, everyone just kind of can add in resources and like just things that like maybe made the class easier for them. I don't know. Or like things to maybe like read up on, or things to like kind of that helped us individually. Something that like any student can kind of just come in or go in and just kind of check, like maybe if the quarter's pretty difficult, maybe they can go in and find like some like, I don't know, like some readings to do or something that were helpful, or maybe like for the quarter you can like look up on something that would be super cool. I feel like, I'm sure like everyone has their own like thing that maybe helped them get through the quarter easier, like their own little thing that they managed to like find. So that'd be pretty cool way to like kind of help each other out.
I was gonna say something similar to like just have like a folder of like students describing all their classes like more in depth. Because like we do have like the course descriptions, but like that kind of just describes what we're going to learn, but not like what like students' actual opinions are. And like we did go like a bit into it like earlier, but that's like just very brief. And I want something that's like more descriptive for each class.
I agree. Yeah, we definitely like, I mean, due to time, like we just kind of touched on it, but like a more like detailed version, I like would have totally read through that thing. So yeah. And then I feel like I mentioned, like, we were talking about that like whole Python thing. I think someone else in for the honors project is working on that, like kind of putting together like a little mini
class for Python. Or maybe, like,
yeah, but like, wow, that'd be like pretty helpful, because like we do actually tend to do a whole lot of like MATLAB, and like, I mean, we did a little bit of Python too, but like, yeah, maybe like a little bit more help, I guess.
Yeah, the more that we're talking about it, I just can't believe that we don't have like a small student-led program where we talk about these kind of things, because I'm realizing that it's really, really important. but yeah. Yeah. So if you guys, like the listeners, have any ideas or like are inspired by our ideas, please go ahead and start one. Yeah, it would be very, very useful to everybody coming into BioEcore. And honestly, anybody going into engineering courses and who aren't familiar with the engineering program and everything like that. But yeah.
I feel like each year there's like an opportunity for people to like kind of like experience, like see, like, or yeah, like, there's an opportunity to like make things better every year. I feel like, you guys can like listen in and make the class better for classes better for the next year, the people before you. This is like our way of trying to like give back and make things better, I guess, for you guys. So yeah, just pass it on.
This is Natalie.
Naomi.
Tim.
And I'm Charlie. And as always, transform yourself into a new domain of engineering.